And I'm Carl Malm. Bethany Emanuel is at the editor's desk. You're listening to News Radio in Pittsburgh, 1410 KQV. Joining us on the live line now from Checkpoint Software Technology, Michael Shalov. Am I pronouncing your name correctly, sir?
Yes.
Okay. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Good, good. Thank you. So tell me a little bit about this recent security research that you've done. You're saying that 100% of surveyed businesses have been victims of mobile attacks. Is that correct?
Yeah, indeed. It's definitely correct. Basically, the survey that we've conducted, we essentially used a software that our customers are using to protect the mobile devices of their employees. And what we were actually able to identify is that 100% of the companies that had more than 500 devices, they had already cyber attacks on those mobile devices.
What kinds of attacks? What are they getting hit with?
So essentially, we're talking about mostly mobile malware. 100% of them, there was at least one employee that was infected with a mobile malware on his device. But some other attacks range between when employees were connecting to Wi-Fi hotspots, you know, when you connect to a hotspot, a Wi-Fi connection in a coffee shop or in the airport. And some of the other devices that were essentially compromised by jailbreak or rooted devices.
Okay. Now, when you talk about malware, that's software. Basically, it's a program on the phone that will allow somebody else to gain access to it. Is that what that is? You break it down for somebody that may not be tech savvy.
Sure. So malware is essentially what we used to call a virus, right? And the thing is that those days, those viruses became way more advanced, and they usually operated by cyber criminals in order to either collect your personal information or actually gain direct profit from your mobile device or your mobile account.
Okay. Now, you say that 100% of these companies that were surveyed have been victims of mobile attack. I just want to clarify, when you say they've been victims, does that simply mean that they've been targeted, or does that mean that they've actually lost something or that their devices have been compromised in some way?
That means that their devices were compromised. Not only they were targeted, but actually at least one successful infection got through. And the interesting thing is that on average we've identified 54 devices per company that were infected.
Okay, so how can somebody, first of all, how can you check to find out, because these are for business phones, I assume that mobile devices owned by individuals would be under the same threat. How can somebody check to see if their device is infected, and how can somebody prevent that infection from happening before it happens?
So, essentially to identify that your phone is compromised is somewhat difficult without the proper software. What we essentially recommend for people to do is to install an antivirus or anti-malware software on their mobile device, whether it's an Android device or an iPhone. And using that software, they can basically understand if they are already infected or if they're downloading something, it will usually notify them. So that's for, you know, essentially the personal users. For corporates or for businesses, they will usually use something that is slightly more advanced that can actually be deployed over their mobile users for their employees. So we provide a software like that that is called Sandblast Mobile. There are other products on the market, but essentially the difference is that you as an individual, you can download directly from the App Store or from Google Play a software, whereas companies, they need to be able to manage it across the company.
I see. And you can look at the reviews in the App Store and the Play Store to find out whether these programs are legitimate, because from what I understand, too, there are programs out there that pretend to be antivirus software. Is it fair to say that those can also be kind of malware disguised as, you know, protective programs, then you have to kind of watch what you're looking for?
Yes, that's something that happened, actually a couple of months ago. We were able to identify one of those attacks. Clearly, the cyber criminals also figure out that a really successful social engineering for them will be to advertise their malicious application as an antivirus and convince people to download them. Definitely, users should check the, I mean, the way to actually protect yourself against infections beyond having the antivirus software on your phone is also to, first of all, only download apps from the official App Store or Google Play. Never download something from a third-party store. And also, when you're downloading the software, have a look, you know, check that it comes from a reputable vendor, someone that you recognize, that the developer is trustworthy, that there is a lot of people that download that software before you. You can see all those all that information when you download the software from one of the major app stores.
Michael Shalov with Checkpoint Software Technology. Thank you for taking a few minutes to update us. It looks like, again, just to recap, we've got more than 850 global business reports with 100% of the victims, 100% of those businesses having at least one or two victims of mobile attacks. And we thank you for giving us the update on how to keep yourself protected from those attacks. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.